accepting the results. In reading Trend Following, I now see how well he was able to translate his knowledge and the perspectives of many of my colleagues to paper. Back in the 1970s, most of the guys I knew traded individual markets. The ones who traded wheat did not talk to the guys who traded sugar. And the guys who invested stocks did not care to talk to either one, because commodities were for speculators and not investors. Further, the bond crowd thought the stock guys were cowboys. Each group had developed its own superiority complexes and fundamentally believed that only industry experts like them could understand the subtle dynamics of their markets. I guess that's part of the reason that no one cared much for trend followers like me. I viewed every market the same way, and each represented nothing more than a trade to me. Today, for all the different facets, I believe everyone has come to speak the same language. It's the language of risk. In my early days, there was only one guy I knew who seemed to have a winning track record year after year. This fellow's name was Jack Boyd. Jack was also the only guy I knew who traded lots of different markets. If you followed any one of Jack's trades, you never really knew how you were going to do. But if you were like me and actually counted all of his trades, you would have made about 20% a year. So that got me more than a little curious about the idea of trading futures markets across the board. Although each individual market seemed risky, when you put them together, they tended to balance each other out, and you were left with a nice return with less volatility. I could always see, after I got to Wall Street, how, for all the confusion, markets were driven by people and their emotions. That was what all of these markets had in common, people. And people just don't change. So I set out to understand similarities in the way that markets moved. When I added up Jack's trades, only a few big trades made him all the money. For each of these big winners, I was there when experts told Jack that these markets couldn't go any higher, but they did. Then, when I looked at Jack's losses, they tended to be relatively small. Although it took me many years to put it all together, remember, there were no books like this back then. These seemingly small observations became the foundation for me of two important, intertwined investment themes: trend following and risk management. Jack was not so much a trend follower, but he did practice the first rule of trend following: cut your losers and let your winners run. Most of the guys that I knew who lost a lot of money actually tended to be more right than wrong. They just lost a lot on a few big losers. I believe that people put too much of a premium on being right. In some ways, it's one of the drawbacks for people who went to the best schools and always got straight A's. They are too used to always being right. It gets back to people and emotions. Everyone is happy to take lots of little winners. It makes them feel good. When their trades go against them, on the other hand, they hold on because they don't want to accept being wrong. Many times, these trades come back and they are able to capture their small profit. To me, that kind of trading is a little bit like picking up nickels in front of a steamroller. Thankfully, the markets don't care about me or you or where we went to school. They don't care if you're short or tall. I was never very good in school, and I wasn't a good athlete either. With my background, the way I saw it, I never had any problem with the idea that I could be wrong. So I have always built in an assumption of wrongness to anything that I did. We now kindly refer to this practice as risk management, but I just wanted to answer the question, what's the worst thing that could happen to me? I never wanted to do anything that could kill me. Knowing that I was not likely to be right that often, I had to trade in a way that would make me a lot of money when I was right and not lose me a lot of money when I was wrong. If that wasn't enough, it also had to be simple enough for me to understand. After many years of searching and learning things the hard way, I evolved my own version of trend following. The idea made sense, and I had some good examples to follow. Still, I wanted to prove to myself that it worked without betting real money. I had to test what would have happened had I traded that way in the past.